Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Katie Galley, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. Katie.
Yes.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I had a good weekend. I spent Saturday a good part of the day at Piedmont Park. It was a nice day.
Pete, you got inside the perimeter.
Yeah, I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How was that?
It was good. It was fun.
That
walked
was awesome.
Around. Yeah.
You know, towards the end of last week, I had a chance to reconvene with my alt-MBA folks.
Yeah, how did that go?
It went extremely well. It's a lot of fun. They're on alt-MBA 23,
wow.
Which is amazing, right?
Yeah.
They're cranking them out.
Bones.
Seth Godin, if people are familiar with Seth Godin, he is one of my big influencers in what I do. And he put together a group called Alt-MBA. It's a 30-day sprint where you do like 13 projects in 30 days. You meet people from all over the place. And I was part of Alt-MBA 11. In Atlanta, there's about 30 alumni that have gone through Alt-MBA.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Is that list just continually growing?
Continually.
I guess so.
Every day. He did every like three, four months, he does two more.
Wow.
Cranking them out.
Well, cool.
So
glad
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a great group if you want to kind of stretch yourself when it comes to marketing and business. And as Seth says, create a ruckus. That's a good place to start doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, today's show is going to be a fun one. We got Sean O'Grady with Rally Atlanta. That is his new adventure. And it was brought to us by our good friend, Adam Merlin, with the Merlin Auto Group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had him in studio a little while ago.
And he said, we must know Sean.
Absolutely.
Sean is doing
cool
things. So welcome to Atlanta Business Radio, Sean O'Grady.
Thank you guys for having me.
Well, Sean, tell us a little bit about Rally Atlanta. What you doing for folks?
So Rally Atlanta started as any other road rally. I wanted to bring something new to the city of Atlanta.
But okay, any other road rally? So I don't know what a road rally is. So let's start at the beginning.
So road rallies are becoming increasingly more popular across the U.S. It's a good opportunity for supercar owners, exotic owners, or car owners of a specific group to get together, enjoy their cars, enjoy their time with like-minded individuals. And they started a set location, ended a set location. Sometimes they have challenges along the way. Sometimes it's time-based. It's just a good opportunity.
Is it a race?
Some of them are. Some of them aren't. Ours is definitely not.
So it's kind of a casual drive?
Ours is a casual drive. We do not encourage any kind of racing. I stress that no points are awarded to our teams and our drivers for getting to locations first.
So what happens? So like I can drive any car?
It's focused on the exotic and high performance market. We definitely have a target demographic in terms of car that we're trying to hit, but we don't discriminate. You can go on our website, rallyatlanta.com, and fill out a form and submit it as your application, and we reserve the right to decline or accept your car.
I have to show a picture? Or how's it work to get in?
We just ask year, make, model.
Okay.
From there, I'm pretty keen on on what we're looking
for. It'll make the cut.
Exactly.
And then all the proceeds go to a charity?
That's correct.
Right.
100% of the proceeds from this go to benefit the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
And then for the person that is a driver in the car, so they just show up there with their car, and then there's a bunch of other cars, and we're all just... Just wave a flag and then we just go?
We get together. We've got about an hour driver's meeting. Chick-fil-A is one of our sponsors. They're providing us breakfast. So the guys and girls will get to eat. We'll go through our driver's meeting, a little bit of a safety briefing. You know, please observe the rules of the road. And then we give them the route that they're going to drive. From there, we go to our first challenge location, which is Bury the Hatchet. So some axe throwing, which
axe
is
throwing.
a little bit out there. We wanted to bring the guys and girls in this community some different experiences that they wouldn't typically pursue on their own. So axe throwing is our first. We're going to split the drivers into teams of five, and they're going to compete against each other in these challenges head to head. So we'll be monitoring points from the start.
So I don't
day.
Have to get my own team together, but
no,
I could.
No.
If I have four other friends, I can have my own team.
What's unique is we want to split the teams up so that it's not you and four of your friends.
We're going to meet strangers.
Exactly. Most of these guys know each other because it's a pretty small circle, but we want to bring out that head-to-head competition. So nothing's more fun than competing against your friends.
So now, at these, so I'm going to have several challenges.
That's correct.
How long does the whole rally take?
Oh, it's from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay, so it's a morning thing, and then you have the route already mapped out?
That's correct. The route is mapped out, but we don't disclose the route except for our drivers via email once they've registered. We want to minimize the amount of attention this gets because we do have some high-profile gentlemen and ladies attending, so it's a safety thing from that aspect.
So now, so they all meet at some pre-disclosed location.
That's correct.
It's top secret.
That's correct.
And then you do the breakfast. You kind of explain what's going to happen. And then there'll be multiple stops, and they'll throw axes,
bowling is another one.
Lighting things on fire.
We don't have any lighting things on fire. We do have axe throwing. We've got bowling, and then we've got laser tag. And it's laser tag with real weapons, which is going to be...
Actual lasers.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. So we're going to make the teams compete head-to-head in that, and then we wind up at Atlanta Motorsports Park as our final location.
That's the final location where the thing ends.
That's correct.
And then there's probably some... That was fun event, right? We have some celebration.
Everybody gets to jump on the track. They get to do some parade laps. We've got a big reception. Our sponsors are going to be present at the reception, mm-hmm. and then it gives everybody the opportunity to meet, and then we've got a dinner and a silent auction and a trophy presentation.
So after 11, then they play a little bit on the track and then come back?
So it's 8 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh, 11
so not
p.m.
All, not, yeah, so not just morning. It's all day.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, they get to go out and play a little bit on the track in the evening when they're done with everything, and then we're going to segue into dinner.
It's a
full day.
And then there's something for them to do all day long.
That's correct. It's our drive from location to location. We're leaving the time frame open a little bit to account for parking or traffic, but it's 2 hours at each location, mm-hmm. and then we provide breakfast, lunch, dinner. We want to make sure that we're not rushing people through their
sure,
day.
Sure, it's fun.
Exactly.
And then when they are in the rally, is it them by themselves in the car, or they bring...
No, they're welcome to bring a passenger.
So you can bring a passenger and make it just kind of date night.
Exactly, yeah, date day, yeah.
And then, so talk to me about how this whole idea came about. And there was never a rally Atlanta. There was no rally here before, right?
That's correct. This is the first official road rally ever in Atlanta. Road rallies are becoming increasingly more popular across the country, like I said earlier. And I saw a gap in the market and thought that there would be something cool to fill and bring to Atlanta, to the exotic and high-performance car communities. We've got a lot of great race events already, but this is just something else. I've got a friend at the job that I currently work. I've known him for 6 years. His daughter suffers from a pretty severe form of muscular dystrophy. So looking at this, I said, okay, well, I can either be selfish about it and pad my own pocket, or I can approach him and say, hey, what can we do to get behind the charity that benefits your daughter? Mm-hmm. And he was excited at the opportunity, put me in touch with a young lady at the Regional Muscular Dystrophy Association office, and we've taken this to the national level pretty quickly. So
all the proceeds go, I mean, you're covering some basic operational costs, but pretty much every dollar that goes in goes back almost directly to muscular dystrophy, right?
It goes 100% directly to muscular dystrophy. Right. We have a special link set up for our sponsors. They pay directly to the Muscular Dystrophy Association, so they actually benefit from a tax deduction, which is great. We've got a link set up for private donation, and then we have a silent auction at the end of the evening, and all those proceeds go directly to the Muscular Dystrophy Association as well.
And so had you ever put together an event like this before?
Most certainly
kids'
not.
Kids' birthday party?
No. not even close. Maybe the best I've done is a surprise birthday party for the wife.
So how do you even kind of tackle something like this?
It's a very, very big and challenging puzzle to put it together. I'm fortunate to be in the automotive industry here in Atlanta, focused towards the exotic and high-performance market, and I've worked pretty hard to create a good name for myself, not just here, but around the country and also around the world. And so this is a lot of leaning on contacts and a lot of leaning on friends who have helped put me in the position that I'm currently in.
Did you talk to somebody who had already put a rally together, and they gave you kind of a roadmap of how this is what you need? You need these four things. Don't do this. Did they give you kind of some?
I've got a friend who works at a dealership in Chicago, pretty well known, and he owns Ultimate Road Rally. So I placed a phone call to him and asked to pick his brain, and he said emphatically, no, don't do it. It's
too much of a headache.
It's a lot going on. We actually didn't intend on putting this on until 2019. But when we started making the initial phone calls saying, hey, we're interested in putting something together, you know, would you be interested in supporting us to different companies? The response was so overwhelmingly positive. We just pushed our time frame forward a little bit and we're putting this on here in October. So it's definitely moved us up, and that's because so many great people are getting involved.
Now, from a standpoint, the people that are participating, the drivers, it's something for them more than viewers, right? Like, it's not, can I go and watch this? Or it's not really meant for that, right? It's meant for the drivers.
That's why we play things close to the chest when it comes to disclosing locations and disclosing time frames. There's a lot of high-profile guys and girls who are going to be attending this event. We want to give them the opportunity to be just normal guys like you and I.
Right.
And not have to worry about pictures and autographs. So we like I said, we definitely play this pretty close to the chest. It's not for everybody. It's not a spectator sport.
Right. So this is kind of a private driver-only experience.
That's correct.
And then how many drivers do you anticipate? Is it something like 10, 100, 1,000?
We're going to cap it to 50 cars.
So 50 will be the most that you'll...
Correct.
That you can kind of manage for the first round?
That's correct.
And then has interest been good?
We've actually secured over 50% of our driver registrations, and we just started advertising a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
Before that, was just word of mouth.
So now the people who you'd like to enter are these exotic car owners, right? That are Atlanta-based or not even. This could be a whole Southeast, right? Somebody can drive in for something like this.
If you want to drive in, you're more than welcome. I know we've got a couple guys coming from Texas, from Florida, from South Carolina. So it's if you want to come and participate and benefit a good cause, and we'd love to have you.
So now, now that you're kind of in it now, right? You can't turn back.
Oh, yeah. We're committed. We're committed now.
Was it hard to get sponsors? Like, what was the hard part so far?
That's definitely a big hurdle. It's funny that the car industry generates so much revenue, but unfortunately, when you ask them to do something for charity, it's difficult to get people committed to make the donation. The positive side is what a sponsor typically pays for with a rally that's a for-profit is the same amount of money, but they get to donate it with us directly to charity. And like I said, it benefits them in the form of a tax deduction. They still get all the marketing exposure. So it's a win-win all the way around, but it's been a little challenging.
And then for you, what does the sponsor look like? Is it, I mean, the usual suspects, the car dealer, the liquor company?
I don't think we want to combine liquor and cars, but that would be a little bit of a,
that's too tricky.
Oh yeah. Well, logistically speaking. Yeah. No, you mentioned Adam Merlin earlier, and he connected us. He's coming on board as a sponsor. So Merlin Auto Group will be there. And we've got several more car dealerships, and we've got a lot of other big businesses.
Are there a lot of exotic car dealerships here in town?
We've got a plethora of exotic car dealerships. Exactly. Yeah. From not just the name brands, but there are so many smaller offshoot individuals brokering. Atlanta is a huge hub for the exotic car community.
And then are the people who are buying the cars from Atlanta, or they're from all over the place and they just happen to be based here in Atlanta?
I've worked in high-end car sales now for 6 years. I'd say 95% of my clients are outside the state of Georgia.
95%?
Yeah, roughly 95%, yeah.
So then what makes it attractive to be based in Atlanta then?
I really couldn't answer that question. Just in terms of the rally or in terms of...
Or just in the exotic car market?
We have so many high-profile individuals who appreciate owning and driving these types of vehicles on the weekends that it's just a great location.
I guess it's central for the people because like when you sell a car, if 95% of your clients aren't here, how does the car get to them wherever they are?
We provide shipping.
So you're shipping it to wherever they are. They correctly. Mainly where, like in California or Miami? Like where do they all live?
I would say in the U.S., our big target states are Florida, California, Texas, New York, and maybe Ohio, Minnesota area. Mm-hmm. So it's all over. This year alone, we've sent cars to Israel, Belgium, Sweden, Guam, the Philippines, United Arab Emirates. So
anywhere.
Exactly, anywhere.
And then when someone's shopping for a car, like you specialize in and Dodge Vipers?
That's correct. I do.
And like, why? How did they choose you over another Viper salesperson?
I really think that comes down to integrity. I hate to say it like that, but there's a lot of dealers out there competing in the same market. I just put myself in a good position trying to not just sell a car to a guy or a girl who's going to enjoy it for X amount of time before upgrading to the next toy. We've gotten involved in the forums. We go out to race events across the country, and you know, we're there as a member of the community and not as a not in a sales capacity. That's probably the best way to say it.
So when you got involved in this, what, 6 years ago?
Car sales, yeah, 6 years ago.
So what were you doing prior to that?
I spent 8 years in the Army.
In the Army. So you were in the military, and then was this your first job out of the military?
The first career, what we can call it. Yeah, I had a lot of jobs. Waited tables, worked at a landscaping company, stocked shelves at a liquor store. Really struggled to find myself, got fired from stocking shelves at a liquor store. I don't know how that's possible. And the kind of a wake-up call was like, you need to do something and might as well do something that you enjoy. And I like cars. And so went to a couple of dealerships, handed out my resume, and got hired on the spot at the dealership I work at now. And yeah, that's where we are now.
And were you immediately in high-end vehicles?
The dealership that I work at has always been a big player in the Dodge Viper market, and we're fortunate to have some really great guys on board who also bring in a lot of high-end clientele and cars from different brands. But building the Viper market and the Viper clientele that we have is something that I've focused on exclusively for the past 3 or 4 years. Before that, I was just...
whatever somebody wanted, you were trying to help them find.
Yeah, I was the guy that was jumping out, you know, between cars and shaking your hand and following you around the lot for the first 2 years that I was there. And
that's part of the learning curve.
That's definitely, it's a steep learning curve too. It's a very high turnover rate in that industry.
So then what made you kind of stick with it? What did something happen that was like, hey, I think I can do this? Did you have that kind of moment?
You know, when I first got into it, I was looking at how much money I made prior, and I was making the same money, and it was really easy. And so for the first 2 years, I was, we can call it complacent. And I looked at a couple guys who worked at the same store, and I looked at a couple guys who worked at different stores that I'd grown quite close with, and saw that they were just on another level. And I was like, man, if I put my nose down and grind, then I can be that too. But
what were some of the activities they were doing that were different?
Just being more involved with their customers, being outgoing, spending the extra time to go and...
so like really caring and investing in their, you know, what they wanted and kind of focusing.
Exactly. And it was almost more like a friendship than anything else, that I was watching these guys befriend their customers and travel with them, go to events, support them. It wasn't about the sale. It wasn't about the salesman. It was all about the client. It was all about their family. It was all about the experience. And so that's really the way that I like to look at it, is we're selling experience. We're not selling cars. And that's been a big deal. And it's also been a big plus for what we do, for what I do.
So then once that kind of switch was flipped, then...
oh, it's game on.
Then it was like, yeah, all of a sudden now you're really...
yeah.
Turned a corner and you were becoming more successful. The selling got easier. Things just started falling into place.
I wasn't having to hunt down clients. Clients were coming to me at that point, which was pretty awesome. Back to the integrity, price point was also something that really helps us out. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that when you're selling a car that's more exclusive than another, you can put a markup on it over what the manufacturer suggests. I don't think that that's good business. I don't want to do that. I look at every sale as a repeat and not as a one-time thing. And I think that's where a lot of dealers have a bit of a shortcoming.
They're like kind of short-sighted. They're just trying to wring every dollar out of every sale instead of looking at the customer as kind of a investment, really.
Exactly. I mean, if I sell you a car today for $100,000 and, you know, it's stickered at $50,000, I make my $50,000, I make my additional $50,000, and you're probably never coming back because... yeah, you got what you wanted, but you feel like you got a little bit burned. So, right, you know, if I sell you that car for $50,000, that sticker's at $50,000, you're probably going to think that
you had a good deal.
I did. Yeah, exactly. Right. I did you right. You're going to come back.
And then you'll probably tell your friends.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's been that was a huge benefit for us.
So now, I guess it then it was like kind of a semi-logical outgrowth to your work with the Vipers and Exotic Cars, right? You kind of immersed yourself in that community for this Rally Atlanta. Like you didn't do like a bake sale, you know, you did something that was serving your community.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's this was just the next step. If you're not looking for the next step, that's just going back to complacency. And that's what I don't want. That's what I decided I wanted to move away from. And it's just a,
So now when the driver participates in this, they're getting the experience that you described. Is there cool swag?
There's cool swag. Yeah, we got some great sponsors on board who are putting together some swag bags for our drivers and our passengers. So
they'll be able to remember this event.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And then, is there a winner to a rally? Like what is the, prize? I know people are competitive, right? So you got to have some way to win something.
So we've come up with an interesting scoring system for the three totally different challengers, and we're going to be presenting trophies for first, second, and third place. We also have a Mr. Irrelevant trophy, so very much like the NFL draft's last pick, we're going to give a last place trophy. So it's more in good fun than it is an insult, so I hope they don't take it that way. But it's definitely always fun to add the humor element to this.
And you were able to get Chick-fil-A and then GC Barbecue?
Grand Champion Barbecue is providing us lunch. Chick-fil-A is providing us breakfast. So we couldn't be happier to have them on board.
Yeah, those are two good restaurants, right?
They're pretty awesome. A little shout out to Robert Owens, the gentleman who owns Grand Champion Barbecue, is also a huge exotic car enthusiast. Mm-hmm. And so he'll be there. So
you're going to fill the cup with the pulled pork or something, ribs?
When we got them on board, they were super excited to come out and participate in this and sponsor it and provide us lunch. And his wife and business partner, Ann, called me and she's like, "Man, you know, what kind of food do you want? What are you looking for?" And I was like, "Well, you know, you're providing this to us, you know, as an in-kind donation, you know, whatever is going to offset the cost the best, you know." And she's like, "No, don't worry about it. We'll just bring everything." You know, so they've been very gracious. I'm extremely excited to have them on board.
Yeah, we had them in here a long time ago, early on, and now they've just exploded everywhere. They were winning awards at the beginning, so they're just now opening up locations everywhere.
Oh yeah, and their macaroni and cheese is lethal. just to throw that out there, we're fortunate to have a location right down the street from our house.
There you go.
And my wife frequents it.
So now, tell us a little bit about your day job. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, maybe they're interested in a Viper. What's the way to get a hold of you there?
Just shoot me an email. It's pretty easy. It's atlantaviper@gmail.com. You can call the store, Palmer Dodge, and ask for me. And that's the easiest way to get in touch with me.
And then if you're interested, there's still slots left to be a driver at the Rally Atlanta event?
That's correct. There are still spots available.
And then for that, they would just go to the rallyatlanta.com website?
That's correct.
And then there's a driver button.
That's correct. There's a driver page. The driver page will break down everything that you're going to be doing throughout the day, the costs, and then it has an application page. Just fill that out. It'll come straight to me. We'll review it, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours with your registration packet.
And then there's only 50 slots.
There's only 50 spots.
And there's half of them are gone.
That's right.
So you better hurry. And then sponsors, you're still looking for sponsors, or you're all set on that area?
There is no cap on sponsors.
No cap.
Because
50, 100, whatever it is.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then what they would get would be kind of presence amongst these enthusiasts.
That's correct. It's a great opportunity for marketing. So they'll get to attend the reception and the dinner or the silent auction at Atlanta Motorsports Park, and that'll be our final location. So they'll get to brush shoulders with the drivers and passengers, and it's a good opportunity for them to get together and
serve this enthusiast marketplace, where this is a handful of people that are investing a lot of money
exactly
in their hobby here.
Exactly.
And you're getting them all in one place. So good for you. This must be really exciting for you to put this together.
It is definitely exciting. Stressful is probably another word that I would use to describe it, but it's been...
But there's going
to
be another one, right? This is the first.
This is the first, and it's the first. We definitely plan to grow. We've actually teamed up with another business yesterday that we're going to add another day next year and another aspect
two-day
to
event.
The experience. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe three.
Maybe the Maybe whole three. Weekend, long weekend.
Yeah.
Are you going to tie in? Is it tied in with the holiday or right now? What's the date of the event?
Definitely try not to tie in with the holiday. But our event is October 6th. So it's the first Saturday in October. Big positive for everybody coming in from out of town or even for the guys in town is that Caffeine and Octane is the following day, the 7th. And it'll be great to transition from getting to drive and enjoy time with everybody on that Saturday to going to a really nice car show on Sunday. And it'll just be a great weekend.
So it's adjacent to that. It's not connected to that.
It's not connected to it. Not yet. Caffeine and Octane, if you're listening.
But you're open to possibly teaming up. And once again, it's rallyatlanta.com. Sean O'Grady, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Katie Galley. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.